Welcome to the deep dive. If you've ever, bought or sold a house, you probably recognize the script. It's high pressure, high urgency.
Oh, yeah.
For decades, really, the whole philosophy of real estate sales was built around one core idea: speed.
Get it done now.
Exactly. The mantra was always, the market is moving fast, or this perfect house, it won't last. And the bottom line was always that command, just do it. It was all about driving that immediate action.
Right. No time to think. Just sign.
But our deep dive today, looking into this source material, it shows a really fascinating paradigm shift happening. Mm-hmm. We're sort of unpacking why modern buyers are not just ignoring that old pressure cooker script, but they seem to be actively rejecting it.
Yeah, pushing back.
They're just not willing to jump anymore, simply because an agent says so. Instead, they're demanding something deeper, asking, why should I do this?
The purpose behind it.
We're really looking at a market moving from maybe mandate to meaning.
And that tension you mentioned, action versus intention, that's absolutely key here. This isn't just some new marketing spin or glossy advertising.
No.
No, it reflects a pretty fundamental redistribution of power in the marketplace itself. Think about the old model for a second.
Okay.
Agents used urgency because, well, historically, they held all the keys. They controlled the information.
Yeah, right. The listings, the pricing data.
Exactly. Negotiation tactics, market access. They were the gatekeepers.
So the buyer was dependent.
Completely. But today, the buyer is incredibly informed. They've got Zillow, market reports, social media.
Data everywhere.
Data everywhere.
Yeah.
And nearly limitless options, or at least the perception of them. So that traditional strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Using scarcity and urgency to force a decision.
Yeah.
It often just backfires now. Generates anxiety, sometimes even resistance.
Mm.
The sources are showing that today's buyer demands context. They really want their decision rooted in, personal purpose and a longer-term vision.
Okay, let's unpack that legacy then, that whole just do it era. The sources seem pretty clear. For a long time, agents were essentially trained to sell speed.
That was the job, yeah.
They mastered leveraging FOMO, that fear of missing out, just to secure a quick closing.
Get the commission, move on.
And the unspoken deal was kind of that the client just followed the expert agent's instructions. The transaction felt almost like a dictated procedure.
It did. But that system is now, well, functionally obsolete because the motivations themselves have flipped.
How so?
Today's buyers, they are explicitly not motivated by fear, generally speaking. They don't want to buy a house just because they're afraid they won't find another one.
Okay.
They want to buy a house because it enables their purpose and intention.
So the why comes first.
Absolutely. If the agent can't connect that property to a clear vision for the buyer's lifestyle or maybe their family goals or financial independence, then the deal often stalls. Doesn't matter how good the price is.
That distinction, pushing action versus uncovering intention, that makes the Nike parallel in the source material really compelling.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
Nike's just do. It was, I mean, the definitive call to action for decades, right?
Yeah.
All about competition, movement, action.
Iconic.
But the material notes that eventually even Nike saw a shift in cultural values. A new generation wasn't just asking if they should run.
But why?
Exactly. They were asking why run. And so Nike, while they evolved, their campaigns became less about the mandate and much more about the motivation, the why do it campaign.
It's the perfect framework, really, for understanding the evolution that the real estate industry has to go through. Or is going through.
Because trying to apply a 1990s tactic to a 2020s buyer,
it just creates friction immediately.
Yeah.
The core shift, at least according to Cityscape's philosophy that's outlined here, is about transforming the brokerage model itself. Moving away from managing scarcity, like constantly chasing the next listing towards establishing significance. It really means defining a deeper value proposition for the client.
Okay, but how does that actually change things on the ground? For a brokerage or an agent? If you've spent your whole career running on high pressure, switching to significance, sounds a bit, philosophical. How does it work practically?
That's a fair question. And that's where their three pillars of purpose-driven real estate come in. They seem specifically designed to change the agent's focus and the client interaction.
All right. What's the first one?
The first major transformation they talk about is moving from transaction to transformation.
Okay, tell me more about that. Because, that sounds a bit like standard sales jargon, as every sale is life-changing, isn't it? How is this Cityscape approach actually different?
It's different, they argue, because the agent's primary job fundamentally shifts. It moves from negotiating the price and terms, to defining the meaning of the move itself.
The meaning.
Yeah. A deal is never just an exchange of money for keys in this model. The transformation is the actual value. The agent's first job becomes discovering the client's internal why.
Before anything else.
Before diving into listings, yeah.
Can you give us those specific examples from the material? They really help illustrate it for me.
Absolutely. Take the first-time home buyer. Their why. It's usually not just about building equity, right? It's often about creating a sanctuary, establishing roots, having a place to, you know, build family memories. Their motivation is deeply emotional, foundational.
Okay.
Now contrast that with, say, a downsizer. Their why isn't just about moving into a smaller space.
No.
Often it's about achieving simplicity or maximizing flexibility for a new chapter in life. Maybe unlocking equity that provides financial freedom for retirement. Very different motivations.
Totally different.
So if the agent only focuses on the bedroom count and the sale price, well, they're addressing the transaction.
The nuts and bolts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if they focus on how that specific space facilitates the client's long-term vision, maybe for freedom or simplification or family, then they're addressing the transformation.
And that second conversation.
That's the one that builds real loyalty and trust, according to this philosophy.
That makes a lot of sense. Focusing on purpose provides that kind of emotional fuel, I suppose, which seems to lead right into the second pillar you mentioned, from scarcity to significance.
Precisely.
The old playbook, as we said, it really thrived on scarcity, act now or lose out. That's classic anxiety selling.
Textbook. And scarcity generates panic, doesn't it? Which can lead to impulse decisions, sometimes followed by buyer's remorse later on.
Definitely seen that happen.
So the purpose-driven model argues you replace that panic with vision. If you highlight how the property fits, like perfectly into the client's life, plan the significance of it for them.
Then the decision feels sounder.
Exactly. It feels sounder. And ideally, the anxiety starts to dissipate. It changes what the agent even says during a showing.
How so? Give me an example.
Okay, so in the scarcity model, the agent might emphasize, look, there are three other offers coming in tonight. You need to bid high right now.
Standard pressure tactic.
Right. But in the significance model, the agent might say something more like, okay, you told me that being able to walk to that community garden and having this quiet, dead-end street, these were non-negotiable elements for your family's future lifestyle.
Connecting back to the why.
Exactly. This property is actually one of the only ones we've seen that checks every single box of your defined purpose. So if you move forward, this choice actively secures that vision you described.
Ah, okay. So it's about shifting the urgency. It's still urgent, perhaps, but the urgency comes from the client's internal goals, not just external market pressure.
You got it. It aligns the urgency with their own timeline and goals. It's a much more sophisticated pivot, as you said.
Yeah, it feels more empowering for the buyer, too.
It should.
And that sophisticated pivot, that seems like the engine driving the third transformation they outline, from a sale to a relationship.
Makes sense.
Because if an agent successfully helps me define my life's purpose through a real estate decision, well, I'm probably not viewing them as just a one-time salesperson anymore.
Exactly. Authenticity is like currency in today's market. Buyers and sellers, they're often overwhelmed by information, right?
Totally.
And they're really seeking a trusted guide, an advisor, a partner who can help manage all that complexity, maybe across a lifetime of moves, not just this one transaction.
Like a long-term advisor.
Yeah, this approach aims to transform the agent from being just a transactional middleman into more of a confidant. And this ties back to that really powerful quote in the source material.
The one about urgency.
Yes. Urgency without purpose is just pressure. It feels bad.
Right.
But urgency with purpose is power. The goal isn't necessarily to eliminate speed or urgency altogether.
But to ground it.
Exactly. Ground it in the client's own deeply held intentions. Give it meaning.
Okay, but I have to push back just a little here. This all sounds fantastic, really inspiring in theory. But if an agent is paid on commission and their livelihood depends on, you know, quick turnover, how do they justify spending potentially, say, two extra weeks really digging into someone's purpose instead of just closing the deal and moving to the next lead? Isn't this just a fancy way of slowing down sales and potentially hurting their income in the short term?
That's the absolute critical friction point the industry faces. And yeah, the source material acknowledges that directly. That short-term pressure to close does conflict with the potential long-term payoff of this purpose-driven advising model.
So what's the counter-argument?
Cityscape's claim, or their experience perhaps, is that While it might take slightly longer up front to build that initial foundation of trust and understanding,
okay.
The resulting client loyalty, the referrals, the repeat business,
yeah.
It drastically outweighs that initial time investment over the long haul. You're essentially building a 10-year client relationship, not just processing a 90-day transaction.
Investing for the long game.
That seems to be the idea. And they argue the timing for this shift is critical now because of two major forces that are converging.
What are those?
Well, the first one is the generational wave. Millennials and Gen Z, they represent the largest wave of new home buyers entering the market.
And they have different expectations.
Vastly different, according to this. Previous generations might have prioritized, say, commute times, school districts, maybe square footage above all else.
Standard stuff.
Right. But these younger cohorts, they often prioritize things like sustainability, community feel, and overall lifestyle fit.
Interesting.
They might view their home purchase not just as a financial investment, but almost as a statement about their values, about where they choose to belong. They care a lot about walkability, access to green spaces, community engagement, sometimes as much or even more than just the size of the house or the nearest freeway on-ramp.
So values alignment is huge.
It seems to be. And the second force driving this change is the post-pandemic priorities.
Ah, okay. How did that change things?
Well, it seems even experienced buyers and sellers have fundamentally reevaluated what home means. It's not solely seen as a vehicle for equity appreciation anymore.
It became more than an asset.
Much more. It's been reclassified, in a way, as security, belonging, and maybe even freedom. And this purpose-driven model, it naturally speaks to those deeper emotional and practical needs that were really highlighted during those years of upheaval.
So for an agent, this isn't just about better customer service then. It's actually framed here as an agent survival strategy in a rapidly changing market.
That seems to be the underlying message. The agent who adopts this framework, who leads with listening instead of selling.
Builds trust faster.
Builds trust faster, potentially builds deeper loyalty. And crucially, it helps them differentiate themselves.
How so?
Well, in a crowded industry where many might still be clinging to those older pressure-based scripts, this approach stands out. It offers a path to longevity, too.
Longevity, meaning avoiding burnout.
Exactly. Avoiding that relentless career burnout that often comes from constantly chasing quick, high-pressure wins. Instead, you're building a sustainable business based on relationships and referrals.
Which requires a different skill set, maybe. More listening, less pushing.
Definitely. And that's the core of Cityscape's claim, really. They state pretty clearly this isn't some new reaction to a hot marketing trend for them.
They've been doing this.
They say they built their entire brokerage around this philosophy of purpose and consistency. They even cite their own history, dating their foundation way back to 2009.
Wow, 2009.
Yeah, meaning they claim they were operating this way for, what, over 16 years. Long before the wider industry may be caught up to this whole concept of intention over action. They argue they built their platform specifically for agents to thrive through guidance, not just pressure.
That is. Well, that's quite a claim of foresight, if true. Building for the long term back then.
It is.
So bringing this all together then, what does it really mean for us, for anyone involved in real estate? It sounds like the most successful interactions today are leaning more towards meaning, not just mandates.
Yeah, it's about potentially shaping the trajectory of a client's life, not just selling them four walls and a roof.
You really have to understand the client's internal why before you can effectively guide them towards an external what.
Well put. And if modern buyers really are increasingly prioritizing these deeply held personal values, you know, things like community alignment, sustainability, personal freedom, over simply reacting to external market urgency.
Yeah.
Well, that maybe should change the way we think about all the major decisions we make, not just buying a house.
How do you mean?
Think about it. If you're about to make any huge life move, maybe it is buying a home, or perhaps it's taking a new job or moving cities. How might you start viewing that decision differently?
Instead of just jumping at the first opportunity.
Right. What if you consciously led with purpose rather than just reacting to pressure or FOMO?
Hmm.
It leaves you with a question to ponder, really.
Mm-hmm.
What is your why do it for your next big life transition?